Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Hey, you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is family-owned and operated since 1961. Did you know it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? North Fork Farm is offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org at 630-305-5257. For Coney's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check them out at www.braconis.com, or you can call them at 630-717-9530. And for our veterans, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you will have a dessert or beverage on me. Thanks to all those veterans that have served our great country. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Emission experts for over 10 years. Conveniently located right next door to the Emissions Testing Center, Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special $17.95 oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Say hello to Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners. And finally, thanks to longtime supporter of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com or give them a call. And don't forget to mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. And your first dance lesson is absolutely free. 630-355-6240, Arthur Murray Dance.
Yeah, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show, where every week, you know, I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. This is Dolly McCarthy here. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and hello to everyone on 1530 WCKG, 1530 AM for tuning in. Chewyville Internet Radio. Blog Talk Radio, been with us since the beginning. We're celebrating over 5 years now here on the Dolly McCarthy Show, bringing the very best to you, visitors to our great city, but every week featuring non-for-profits in and around Chicagoland. Hello to everybody on Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and to those listening now in the mornings on 1010 News Talk What's the good word, everybody? Hey, thanks for all your messages on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram now. Wow, we are really We're really hot and special on Instagram these days. We just started that Instagram page, and wow, it's really blown up to over 1,000 followers and growing every day. So thanks for everybody that catches us on that. We're spreading the good word about non-for-profits in Chicagoland, and we want to hear your good news. So we love those messages, so keep them coming. A shout-out to Marianne in Arizona who listens. I was just in Arizona last week. Yeah, by the way, this is me, Dolly. I'm here. did I mention that? I can't remember. I'm coming back from vacation. I spent a week in Arizona. And you guys, guess what? I climbed a freaking mountain. I climbed Camelback Mountain. And for those of you who have done mountains before, you might say, oh, well, that's the easiest one. Well, let me just tell you, when I got to the base of the mountain, when the Uber guy dropped me off and he said, we'll see ya, there was nothing around but looking up this mountain. I saw a sign, and it did say that the mountain was extremely difficult. So there. If I could do it, you can do it. Yeah, I'm just really, really excited. I wanted to share that bit of information with you, that I climbed the mountain. So if you have news about climbing mountains, or information on that, you want to celebrate it, we're all about celebrating the good stuff on The Good Show. So let me know and send me a picture. I brought back a rock. I wondered if that was legal, if that was okay to do. It's not like we were in another country and I grabbed shells. It was just a rock from on top of Camelback Mountain. And just feeling that, I can remember the steps I took because, you know, climbing that mountain, you're kind of bent over. You can't really walk up the mountain, so you really do feel each and every rock. So I was really thrilled that I thought about bringing a rock home because it reminds me that, and reminds all of us, right, that we can climb any mountain. We can tackle that mountain. We can take that mountain. That's my little bit for you. Hey, we've got some good guests on the show today. We always have good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. Go ahead, laugh at me about that rock climbing the mountain. One of our favorite non-for-profits in Chicagoland, we love to support and visit Misericordia, and they have the Heart of Mercy Ball coming up. And joining me now is, I hope I'm saying her name right, Felicia. Is this Felicia Mata?
Yes, it is.
Did I say it right? Felicia?
It's Felicia, just like Denise.
Felicia. And the last name is,
yeah,
Mata. Felicia Mata. Volunteer, right, over at Misericordia?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And you are responsible for getting the word out about the Heart of Mercy Ball. That's a special evening benefiting Misericordia coming up on Friday, November 16th, everybody, at the Hilton Chicago, the beautiful Hilton Chicago. You can get tickets. Felice will tell us more about it. But first, hey, Felice, let's talk about the work that you do over at Misericordia. What's your role there, and how are you with, how are things getting going with setting up the Heart of Mercy Ball this year? This is going on how many years now for the Heart of Mercy Ball?
Oh, gosh, it's been forever that it's going on. It's changed yearly to wherever the chair decides to have it. So we've had it at the Hilton for 3 years now in a row, and we love the site. It's simply gorgeous. We're in the Gold Coast Room. And it just makes you walk in and you want to celebrate.
Oh, yeah, that is such a beautiful room. For
right.
Sure. So November 16th, what time does it start? It's a little later,
it starts,
right?
At,
so you can beat the traffic.
It starts at 6 because it's a Friday.
Oh.
And we expect somewhere between 800 and 900 people. Those are our guests. And they are people who love Misericordia, who know the mission, and who want to keep it going and growing. We have a huge waiting list, and that's what the Women's Board does. I'm the president of the Women's Board this year, and we try to make a difference for Sister Rosemary, who is the founder, and we fund the gap between state funds that they give us and the actual needed funds. So the Women's Board and all the other boards that are associated with Misericordia try to bridge that gap. And for the last 2 years, we've made $1 million. That was our check that we gave to Sister. It's the first time we ever did that. We're very proud of that.
Oh, my goodness. Is that the $1 million just from this one event or all the works that
yes.
the Women's Board does throughout the year?
No. It's no. This is our big fundraiser, and it all comes from the board who works so tirelessly from, well, they start again in January working on next year's ball. That's how long it takes because it's a work of art.
Oh, sure, sure. So $1 million you ladies raise from the Heart of Mercy
yes.
ball every year. Look at that. Look at that. And it's sold out?
Well,
tickets
last
are sold
year
out.
We had...
Did you say you had a wait list?
No, the wait list is for residents to get into Misericordia. We have 600
okay,
residents
I gotcha.
At Misericordia. Yes, and there's a wait list.
That's right. And for those of you that are not familiar with Misericordia, if you've been living under a rock, no, I'm kidding. Some people that listen to the show, Felice, live outside of the Chicagoland area. Maybe not, are not familiar with it, but you must know that Misericordia is a home for more than 600 residents with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And proceeds go from the Heart of Mercy Ball to support the good works that Sister is doing over there at Misericordia. Holy cow. I can't believe it. $1 million in one night. So tickets are still available. If you want to go to the Party of All Parties in Chicago, that's November 16th at the Heart of Mercy Ball at the Hilton Chicago. Now, so that evening, tell us a little bit, Felice, about what's going to happen that evening. Obviously, I'm sure there's going to be open bar and a nice dinner, right?
Right.
You're going to be
mm-hmm.
live in silent auctions?
Yes, there are. And we have such a thrilling thing to tell you is that Miguel Cervantes, the star of Hamilton in Chicago, mm-hmm. is coming again this year. He came last year with his beautiful wife, and he sang. And then he sang again with the Heartbreakers, who are residents of Misericordia, and hugged each one as he left the stage. He's totally lovable and so talented. It was a fabulous ball. And to think he's coming again is more than we can hardly conceal our joy. It's just fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. Oh, wow.
We
That's
also,
great. Any other entertainment lined up?
No, well, the Stu Hirsch Band is going to be playing. They're marvelous. And then we have honorees that we give awards to each year. We have three. And the Heart of Mercy Award is going to Andy Glore of Sterling Bay. He's a fabulous guy. He got involved because his mother's best friend had a child at Misericordia. So from the time he was a boy, he always wanted to help. And he's turned into one of the big movers and shakers in Chicago. And we're so thrilled that he accepted and will be coming to the ball. Then the Sister Conley Award goes to Colleen and Jay Doherty. And Colleen had this idea. She was with her daughter, I think it's Rosalie, and was having her hair cut and styled at Mario Tricosi's. And she had a thought of why can't all of the residents have this same joy of having feeling pretty? That's what it's about. So she went to Mario. She asked him if he would help. And he has opened a salon at Misericordia because of her. And every Tuesday, the people come from wherever they are, whichever salon, I mean, around Chicago. They come over to the campus, and the residents have to make appointments, and then they come in. And they go out smiling and grinning, and they're just like you and I after we have our hair done. It's wonderful. And
oh, my goodness. Well, hats off to Mario Tricosi. That is fantastic. You know, yes. That is.
And I was just going to finish.
And you said
up
there was
the
more?
Third one. There's one other award given, and it's Pillars of the Community, and it's going to ComEd. And they've been wonderful disciples of Sister and want to help. Each year they do more, so it's beautiful that they're accepting too.
Fantastic. Well, listen, do me a favor. Say hello to Sister Rosemary for me. And I'm really looking forward to the Heart of Mercy Ball. And one of these times, we got to have Sister on. I think I've had quite a few representatives from Misericordia, and now I got to have Sister on next. Not that it wasn't fun talking to you, Felice, for sure. Thanks for calling into the show and being a part of it, and for all you're doing for Misericordia. I know that it is not easy. There's a lot of moving parts to this event. It's huge. Like Felice mentioned, it. She's the president of the women's board, by the way, at Misericordia. She mentioned that they raised $1 million with this event. Now, to get tickets, how do they get tickets, Felice?
They can contact Jeanette Blunda. She is in charge of this, and I will give you her. Why don't I give you herself? And if anybody is maybe it would be better if I give you her email. J.
Let's do that.
Yay. All right, I'll say it again. J.JBLUNDA@gmail.com. Reach out.
All right.
And she's
Felice,
fantastic. Mm-hmm.
We will. And you know
your...
what? We'll post a link.
Wonderful.
Sure. Go ahead, Felice.
And I want your listeners to know that this is, it's run by a Catholic sister, but it is a non-denominational home. All faiths are welcome. All colors are welcome. And the parents have told me the joy that they have, peace of mind, that when they're not there any longer to care for their sweetheart, that they are in a place where the children don't even want to come home on the weekend. So it's a fabulous, and for me, it is not, you really get so much more than you give, Dolly. That's what volunteering is all about.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? There's another way to give. If you can't make the fundraiser, if you can't volunteer, you can at least go to the Sunday brunches or the brunches throughout the week. They're amazing. I try to take every opportunity I can to get to those brunches. It's a buffet. The food is phenomenal. And, of course, a stop off at the bakery at Misericordia is a must for any visit.
Wonderful.
All right, Felice mm-hmm. Mata, thank you so much, President of the Women's Board at Misericordia. Thanks for all you're doing again, and we'll see you November 16th. For the Heart of Mercy Ball at the Hilton Chicago.
Thank you, Dolly.
We'll be right back.
Nice to be with you. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Such a worthy cause at Misericordia Heart of Mercy, one of Chicago's finest institutions. Hey, speaking of Chicago's finest, we have the School District 64 ELF Elementary Learning Foundation, a volunteer, a very special volunteer, my friend Lita Bunting on the line, who's going to tell us a bit more about the Halloween Hustle coming up, a fundraiser for school students at District 64, a very special fundraiser, and she's going to give us the details on that. But we're really proud to be a part of this in a big way, the Dolly McCarthy Show, as well as Parkridge Living Magazine. And Lita will fill us in on other sponsors, other worthy sponsors that are really giving back in a big way to help to continue the mission of ELF. Lita, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dolly. Good to be here.
Great. Well, it's good to have you, too. All right. Let's dive into it. First, let's just explain to everybody. A lot of people aren't familiar with ELF. It's an acronym for Elementary Learning Foundation. It's an independent 501c3 not-for-profit organization in Park Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it includes parts of Niles, right, too? So
it does.
It
actually encompasses all the schools that are part of District 64, which is 8 schools, 5 elementary schools, the Early Learning Center at Jefferson, and then the 2 middle schools. So there's 8 schools that are part of District 64, and we raise money to give it away. We are all volunteers. We are parents. We are administrators. We are teachers. And we're all just trying to do something good so that we can bring good educational opportunities to the kids in the district.
Mm-hmm. And which kids exactly get to benefit from ELF directly?
Well, it varies from year to year. The way the process mm-hmm. works is we open up a grant application in January, open to all schools and all teachers, and they apply. They've got a couple months to put together their applications, and they apply. This last year, we received 19 applications totaling close to $177,000 in grant requests, because of where our funding was, we were only able to fund 10 of those, around which totaled around $30,000. But some of the things that we've granted, we hosted Greg Ting math workshops for students and families to have a math night with parents and students together, which supports the STEAM education. We're fostering partnerships with other school districts and community members. We're instilling positive civic engagement through middle school broadcasting studios to produce weekly newscasts. We've ignited creativity in Imagination Playground. And these are all things that ELF is helping fund in the district. And so some of these grants go to specific schools, and some of them travel to multiple schools. It just depends how the grant is written.
Fantastic. Okay, so ELF pretty much is making an effort now to raise awareness about all the good things that they're doing in the community, kind of bridging the gap between state funding and, you know, volunteers and donations. So they're raising awareness about what they're doing and hosting their second annual costume-themed 5K running event, which is called the Halloween Hustle. I love that. So we want to invite you to participate in this for all District 64 students, their families, friends, staff, and community members. Hey, is the mayor coming out? We got to make sure he's running too.
You know, we would love to have the mayor there. Why not? I mean, we need to get him out there.
Put me on the spot. Yeah,
exactly. We need to send him an email, or, you know, put a post up on Facebook or something. But yeah, last year was our first year, and it was really, in my mind, a smashing success. I mean, again, like I've mentioned, we are all volunteers. We are not race planners. We are not event planners. But we did our best, and we had approximately 320 people registered for our inaugural event, and it takes place right in the heart of Uptown Park Ridge and Hodges Park, which is a beautiful place to have a start and finish to an event. It's right in front of City Hall. We get the streets closed for us. We have tremendous support from the police department and the community service members who keep our streets safe. And we encourage everybody to come out in costume. It is the Saturday before Halloween, so this year it's on October 27th. We're hoping, keep your fingers crossed, anybody who has power with Mother Nature, we're hoping for good weather. And it's a 5K run or walk. It is untimed. We're keeping this, you know, non-competitive for the super runners. They can go and have a casual jog. We don't need to be setting any personal records at this event. But we're really trying to bring the kids out to come and do a 5K. Mm-hmm. Or if a 5K is too long, there's a shorter route, and it will be marked, and it's a 3K. And that's just under 2 miles. And anybody can do
a
3K.
That would be for me. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you can walk it, you can jog it, and yeah, it's great, and it's so much fun. And we have a police escort, we have lead bikers who kind of show us the route, and, you know, then monitor the course. We have cheer stations where we're hoping representatives from all the schools will come and just be really loud and show their spirit and their support for their students. A lot of opportunities for people to come out and run. We really want to. This is more of like a friend raiser, not so much as a fundraiser. I mean, we want to raise funds, don't get me wrong, but let's bring the community together, whether or not someone's part of District 64 or not. It's for the kids.
And I know
something fun.
I heard you have something for the littlest runners, right? A little tiny tight trot.
Yeah. So we do set up a cute little round course. That starts on the street that's closed and then runs through Hodges Park. It's marked with cones, and we do have course marshals for the Tiny Tyke Trot, and it's for 5-year-olds and younger, and they have a little race of their own that starts approximately 15 minutes before the official run, so it's at 7:45, which is early, but if I remember correctly, little kids like to get up early. At least mine used to. They were up at 5:30 when they were little. Oh, God. Me, not so much. But and then at the finish, they do get a little medal for them. We don't have medals for the other participants, but for the Tiny Tykes, they have earned their first medal, and we want them to enjoy themselves and have a good time. So we have.
Right. And you also have some the ability for the various schools to establish some bragging rights, right?
Yes.
For the year.
Yes, we do. So because
kids
we
love a little
are
competition.
The there is a competition. I think friendly competition is an important part of life. We will be competing for the rest of our lives, so why not establish a winner? And it's based on participation. So, and it's not just numbers, because some schools are smaller than others, so it really wouldn't be fair if it was based strictly on how many people register. So we do it on a percentage of the size of school. And so we are constantly updating our numbers, and the school that has the
who's
highest
in the
percentage.
Lead so far?
So Franklin School is currently in the lead. They are the reigning champion. So we're all doing our own little pushes with our schools. I sent our principal an email this morning saying, "Hey, here's some suggestions. Let's get this going." We're all becoming all the elves. We had a meeting last night. We were all getting a little bit competitive and doing a little bit of jabbing at each other. So it's
a
fun.
Little friendly competition is always good. So let's get the trophy, the coveted gnome trophy, right?
Yes.
How about those Lincoln kids? Let's get those Lincoln kids motivated. All of you, get motivated. Well, this sounds like a really fun event. We're really happy to be a part of it, Lita Bunting. A huge volunteer with the School District 64 ELF program, Elementary Learning Foundation. If you want to learn more information about the ELF program and maybe participate in the Halloween Hustle, gather up the kids. It's a great family event located in Hodges Park on October 27th, 8 a.m. I'm sure there's a lot more to it. Check out that website. Lita, what's the website real quick before we run out of time?
So, yeah, the website is district64elf.org.
Easy enough.
And that'll get you
to the
home site.
On the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much, everybody. On that note, we have to end the show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Stay positive and take care of each other. Check out the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. So long, everybody.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Dolly McCarthy Show.